T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH. Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good.
All right, this is one of my songs. Little Red Riding Hood from Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Songs of Color Week, it's Rainbow Wednesday here on The Drive. Thanks to Max Power for the music this week. Joined now by Darren Boatwright, Athletic Director at Wichita State. The Shockers flew over to Memphis today. Team preparing to play in the AAC tournament tomorrow night late against East Carolina. How was the flight over in this wind, Darren?
A little bumpy at times.
I can imagine.
Hate that.
It's something we were monitoring throughout the morning. There were big flights canceled all over the Midwest, and we were able to get a window, as the pilots say, and get out of there. But wasn't a big problem, but we sure bounced around a little bit.
I wanted to visit with you on the passing of Dr. John Bardo yesterday, the president of Wichita State University, and both he and you worked very closely together on the restructuring of Shocker Athletics just 2 or 3 years ago, getting this program into the American Conference. Can you just tell us a little bit about that process and what it was like to work kind of hand in hand with the president of the university and how that all came together?
Yeah, sure. You and Paul Sollentrop at the time were both with the Eagle, and you remember the original time we met, the four of us, and sat down and talked about what we were about to do. And, I think he referred to it as pulling the curtain back and seeing what's back there, and that included looking at football pretty in-depth. So on the conference piece, it was interesting. He never demanded that we get in a different conference, but he did demand that we study it and see if we are where we need to be and are doing our part to maximize the external parts of the university. And so that's what he was so adamant about, was just, we have to look at this. We can't continue to say we're just fine where we are and so forth. He had a vision for the community as well as the university that involved athletics. And we were able to go through that process. It's probably 15, 16 months altogether, and find exactly what we thought was best for the university and for the department was available to us by joining the American as a non-football playing member.
So you guys weren't too far apart, and when you joined Wichita State, about 3 years or so. So what was your working relationship with him like? Were you kind of learning a little bit together just on the job? You've obviously both worked your way up to your positions, but how did that go for you two and just the working relationship you had?
It was really good for me as Eric Sexton's deputy AD and associate AD at the time. I'm glad that I had that ramp-up year to observe, or a couple years actually, to observe Dr. Bardo and get to know him a little bit prior to me actually working for him. So I think without that lead-up period, it would have been a tough adjustment because he just hits the ground running so hard and so fast. And, damn the torpedoes, men, it's time to go. And, I'm glad I got to see that a little bit from a distance. It's very interesting. I can recall a conversation with Eric Sexton at the time. It was 2013, and we were at the Final Four in Atlanta. And Eric told me, he said, "We got a big problem, because in my first meeting with the new president, he said he wants to go to the Final Four, and here we did it 6 months later. I'm afraid he's going to think this is easy." And so said, well, if he thinks it's easy, you're right. We got a big problem. He had said that to Eric on his way in the door, that one of his goals is for our men's basketball program to reach the Final Four. And then a few months later, we were there.
Wichita State Athletic Director Darren Boatwright, our guest, talking about the passing of President John Bardo. I would guess as a relatively new athletic director, now you've been in the athletic administration for a long period of time, but getting tossed in there with Dr. Bardo and trying to maybe direct a new course for Shocker Athletics, that had to be a little bit of a whirlwind for you, I would imagine.
Oh, sure, it was. And, you know, there's no way to prepare for that. I could have a long career as an athletic director and probably will never go through that process again. And so there's really not a good way to prepare for it. You just we selected the consultants that we thought could help us the most and really just fired away. And, yeah, it was a whirlwind. And we talked just about daily, even the weekends, holidays, whatever, for about 16 months. So it was a lot of information being exchanged. And we ended up meeting with two or three different conferences throughout that time. And so it was interesting to go through for sure.
Did he talk with you much about his goals for the campus, you know, the innovation campus? Was that something that was kind of discussed with you? How much did he kind of clue you in, let you in on that? And how long, I imagine it didn't take very long for you to see the overall vision he had as a person, just the type of guy he was as a forward thinker.
Right. And as the athletic director, I sit on the president's executive team. So I'm very engaged with all those conversations and the conversations leading up to some of the decisions that were made on the innovation campus. We sit at least once a week, sometimes a couple times a week as a group, and make sure we're all caught up and have the same information. So, the word you use there, Jeffrey, is his vision. And once you could understand his vision, everything made sense. And when you sat there and heard him talk about it, he was talking 10, 12 years down the road. And it took a little while for all of us to adjust to that. You know, the Innovation Campus is only 5 years old, let's say. And we have expanded and built at a rate that they would say we're, you know, Dr. Bardo would have said, John Tomlin would say, we're 10 or 12 years ahead of where we thought we would be at this time, with the partners that we've made with the public-private partnerships and who's come on campus already and built buildings and moved their operation. So we've advanced this ball on down the field a lot quicker than they had anticipated. And that's John Bardo.
Talking with Darren Boatwright, Wichita State Athletic Director. I've been scrolling back through Dr. Bardo's Twitter feed trying to find the exact tweet that he put out there that had a lot of us thinking, what's this guy up to?
It was like a helmet or something.
It was a helmet, and then he put out some models of some marching band uniforms, and we're all thinking, man, we've never seen anybody quite like this, because football had been, I don't know if it had been dead and buried, but here it is, the helmet on August 30th, 2016. And that got everybody going a little bit nuts, didn't it?
It did, me included, because we were coming out of a confidential meeting with our consultants that we had just named, and that tweet was sent out while we were in the meeting, and no one knew it was sent. And we came out to break for lunch, and I could hear Dr. Bardo and his assistant, Anna Lanier, talking about a tweet, and that we were trending faster than Kim Kardashian was at that particular on that particular day. And so I just, when Dr. Bardo moved along, I said, Anna, what tweet are you talking about? And she showed me the football helmet, and I about fainted. And so, if he's known for anything, if he's remembered for anything, I hope it is that he was not afraid to fail. And he was not afraid to take risks and to find out. And if something didn't work out like we had planned, it's only a failure if you don't learn from it and utilize that information for some other purposes.
So how much – I'm sorry, Darren, I stepped on you there.
That's all right. He just wasn't afraid to push the envelope.
So how much discussion was there of football at this time? Because this was the time to discuss it. Everything got discussed. How deep did it get? How serious do you think he was about really doing a deep dive into the potential of bringing football back?
Well, we were very serious about evaluating it and getting as much information as we could. But what we found out pretty early on is there was no private support available for this project. And when I say none, I mean no significant private support. So that was really eye-opening to us in the fact that, yeah, if you had football, I might come to some games, but the community spoke very clearly that they were not interested in funding a football program.
So what kind of you've talked a lot about his professional qualities. I'm sure a lot of those carry over to how he was personally. But what kind of a guy was John? How would his closer friends, you included, I'm sure, kind of describe him away from the office and just when you have some lighter moments with him?
He's always in thought. He's a very well-read man, very intelligent man. Had a good sense of humor, I wouldn't recall him as a conversationalist as much. I mean, he didn't waste a bunch of words. He was engaging, very friendly. I think he had a big heart for people and especially students. And he's going to be missed, but his beacon will shine for years and years, and decades of kids will come through our university won't be better because of his leadership.
Darren Boatwright, our guest, these kinds of people, they don't come around very often, these true visionaries that have plans and see things really that others can't see. So when you think of it in that way, and Wichita State's made so much progress, finding a successor to Dr. Bardo who stays on this particular course and maybe even expands it some, that's a challenge, correct?
It will be a challenge, and that'll be something that the Board of Regents really has to consider when they make a replacement for this position. And you know, as a university, and even as a member of the capable institutions, we're all committed to this vision from the board all the way down to boots on the ground at Wichita State. So it's something that the board has been very supportive of with our efforts on the Innovation Campus, so they're going to want to stick with that vision as well, and find someone that can, if not match that with their own plans, at least accept the direction we're going and push forward. But it's going to be important hire.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time in a time of sadness around the Wichita State community. Shockers are going to play basketball tomorrow night, so. Are they prepped to make a run here? Is it possible?
Well, I think they're confident, and you know the last several games, I think that is exactly where we needed to get to. We had a really tough schedule to start the conference season, and then we're able to manage the back end of the conference schedule that balanced out for us a little bit. So we dropped a couple along the way. The Temple game's hard one to accept still, and we let that one get away, but we learned from it. You know, when we were down by 15 at Cincinnati, I really thought that lead was going to bloom to about 25. And that's what we had kind of seen out of this team to that point. Well, it went the opposite. They took it to 5. And that was something that really, really caught my attention, is that these guys have learned how to play and are beginning to understand the game of basketball. And I think that they've got more confident over the last 3-4 weeks and are prepared to make a run at this thing. So we'll see when they throw it up. But, I think they're in a good place mentally right now.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time as always. Have a good time in Memphis, and we'll see you when you get home.
All right, guys. Go Shock.
Thank you.
All right, Darren Boatwright, athletic director at Wichita State. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk KU athletics with Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star. This is The Drive on KFH.
Thank you. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.